Consider these facts. Police suspect that a man is growing marijuana inside his house. So from a helicopter high in the sky, the authorities use a special heat-sensing device and see much more than they could otherwise. Heat emanating from indoor plant lights. So much heat that it very nearly confirms a marijuana-growing operation. And they do it all without first getting a search warrant. Unconstitutional? Perhaps. But not if the virtual peering didn't constitute a search in the first place. This term, the Supreme Court will consider a thermal imaging case out of Oregon. Whether a viewing through a heat-sensing device, unassumingly called an AGEMA 210, violates the Fourth Amendment. Does a homeowner have a reasonable expectation of privacy in the heat emanating from his house? That's the question, because the court routinely holds that authorities commit a search only if they inspect something a person reasonably expects to keep private. Some lower courts, having considered the matter, answer that question by analogy. Heat that radiates from inside a home is like a bag of garbage left out on the curb. Judges who liken emanating heat to garbage find that a marijuana grower has no reasonable expectation of privacy in his residual heat. It's left his house just like a bag of trash. And the Supreme Court has found that we have no reasonable expectation of privacy in leftovers like trash once the trash bags leave the house. Other courts liken the emanating heat to odors emanating from luggage, let's say, in a train station. No one can see what the drug-sniffing dog can smell, and the luggage is absolutely secure under the Fourth Amendment. But the drug smell isn't. A dog can sniff suspiciously without an initial warrant. Same with the heat from marijuana growing operations, these courts decide. Police see the heat using special equipment, just like they can detect drug odors using specially trained dogs. No reasonable expectation of privacy in either emanation, they say. And initially, this seems right. After all, during the winter, a quick check of the rooftops will tell you which houses need new insulation. All the AGEMA 210 does is take that a step further to see the heat itself instead of the melting snow. Then again, the AGEMA 210 brings to mind Big Brother, Flash Gordon, and nonfiction. A very famous quote from a law review article on privacy written in 1890, over 100 years ago. "Privacy is a concern," the authors wrote, "because numerous mechanical devices threaten to make good the prediction that what is whispered in the closet shall be proclaimed from the rooftops. We need to carve out some privacy in the 1890s, the authors reasoned, to prepare for future technology and its incredible potential. Certainly today, in the year 2000, we can amplify a closeted whisper from high atop a house. If we decide that police don't need a warrant before they use a heat-sensing device like the AGEMA 210, where do we draw the line? Let's say there's an AGEMA 420 capable of seeing body heat through walls, or an AGEMA 840 offering authorities a 20/20 view of everything from the basement to the attic. That's the worry of some dissenting judges in a heat-sensing case from Wyoming 4 years ago. This is not like a garbage bag left on the street or drug smells from a suitcase in a train station, they argued, because the government's gaze is fixed on the sanctity of the home, a place the Constitution offers the highest degree of protection. Should we allow thermal imaging without a warrant on the grounds that it's no search at all, it'll be difficult to draw a line when technology advances. The protections afforded by the Fourth Amendment, wrote the dissent, are most crucial when technological advances give the government access to the private affairs within the homes of American citizens. And as the justices open their term this week, technology has reached shocking new levels. A publication called Design News reported in September that the human body is highly emissive when seen through something called millimeter wave technology. The technology is so advanced, the report suggests two startling uses. The first, imaging through walls in hostage and terrorist situations. The second, quite simply, video surveillance. I'm Amy Guida.